welcome, and it's a good time to be having this event, because it's just about a year on from that wonderful summer period last year, with the run-up to Live Aid, all the campaigning, the Red Eagle Summit, and all those promises, and all that optimism that was generated then. And this is a good time to remember that optimism, because inevitably the last year has been putting that optimism into practice. And again, inevitably, we haven't made perhaps all the progress that I think all of us would have wanted to see in this last year. We have done a lot, and we have made considerable progress, but a lot of it has been quite grindingly slow, bureaucratic, and not yet very visible. And above all, we are approaching an absolutely critical period in the World Trade Negotiations. Now, perhaps of all the different measures that were discussed at Venice, if we are really going to tackle this blight of global poverty, where 2 billion people are living in the most abject conditions, absolutely unacceptable conditions, the only way that we are going to deal with this problem sustainably for the long term is to deal with the iniquitous world trade system that prevents the world's poorest people building their own way out of poverty. And that is what we've got to deal with. And at the heart of that is a system of agriculture which subsidizes some of the wealthiest, not farmers, it doesn't subsidize farmers, that's a mistake. It subsidizes agri-businesses with taxpayers' money to keep them in prosperity, which they can't otherwise earn, both in Europe and the United States, and keep billions of people in poverty in developing countries. Now, in the last year, unfortunately, the vested interest both in Europe and the United States stopped any real progress on the World Trade Talks on agriculture and agricultural production. And that is why this event today is so important, because by being here and showing our solidarity with the poor, and showing our determination to keep campaigning, to deal with this problem of global poverty, we're sending a message to people like me, politicians, both in this country and in Europe and in the United States, to say this is simply not acceptable, and that we will not rest, and we will keep campaigning until we have found an equitable solution to these problems. Because when we look back, in our elder years, because we're closer to our older age than others, when we look back at this period and look at what we did as a society and what we failed to do, this simply is the biggest moral challenge that we face. And unless we can make real progress, our children and our children's children will look back at us and say that we failed. And that is why it is so important that we have events like this. And I'm so pleased and honoured that you've asked me here today and asked me to say a few words. So all I can say is I will march with you, I will be with you, but please keep the pressure on me and all my colleagues in Westminster, everyone in Washington, everyone in Brussels, everyone throughout Europe. It is simply unacceptable the situation stays with you. Thank you very much, and the struggle continues.
Thank you. Thank you.